And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Megan Devine. Megan is a licensed counselor. She's also a grief advocate, and she's going to be doing a couple of presentations in Sitka around the topic of grief work. And also Sherry Mayo is here. Sherry's on the board of directors of Braveheart Volunteers, and that's the organization that's brought Megan up. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, so Megan, I'd like to start out by talking a bit about you. You're based in Portland. You mm-hmm. do a lot of traveling around talking to folks about the topic of grief work. So what is grief work? Can you discuss that just a little bit?
Yeah, it's a big question.
It is a big question.
It's a big question. So my area that I tend to focus on are what I call unusual or out-of-order deaths. They're the things that we don't want to acknowledge happen. Accidents, violent crimes, baby deaths, the younger widowed community. All of those things that are part of living here and part of being here that we really wish didn't happen and we like to believe don't happen to other people and then they happen to us. So that's really my super tight focus, is talking about those things we don't want to talk about. But in a much wider lens, really what I do is talk about how we love each other and how we come to things that can't be fixed, that can't be made better, no matter how much we wish we could make them better. That's really how I see my work, is helping us talk about how we carry what can't be fixed and how we love each other inside that, and how we really do what we most want to do, which is show up and care for each other. And we just don't have the tools to do that because we're not taught that in our culture. What we're taught is to make things better for each other. And when we do that, we really miss what we're shooting for, what we're aiming for.
We are such an end goal kind of society, which I think takes us out of the moment, which is where you want to be, especially when you're talking about grief.
Yeah, there's this, I heard somebody describe our culture as mastery oriented the other day in a podcast. And what they mean by that is we have this real drive to solve things. And that's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's what gives us technology. It's what gives us medical advances that we do have. We see a problem, we see a challenge, and we want to fix it and solve it. And that's awesome. I love that. And not everything is a problem needing a solution. The way that I've been thinking about it, instead of the mastery orientation, is we need to also do the mystery orientation. Like, which one is called for? And grief, very much like love, because grief is part of love, it's a mystery orientation that we need. We need to be curious and ask and not try to fix it because it's not broken.
That's a really challenging reorientation, because so often when you are right in the midst of the deepest, deepest, most immediately felt grief, all you want is some relief. Mm. So how do you address that desire for relief?
Yeah, I think I would question what we mean by relief, right? Because if we're looking for relief as the removal of pain, that's not going to happen. I often will say that I think the most powerful medicine we have is acknowledgement. And what people want in deep pain is not, or deep grief is not the removal of pain, but acknowledgement that they're in pain. That's a really big difference. I tend to talk in metaphor all the time. I'm really heavily image-based. And when I think about this, I think about like the trajectory of the space shuttle. If you're on the ground and that space shuttle is off by 2 inches, that translates into millions of miles in space. If we're standing on a foundation that says that our job is to remove each other's pain, we are going to be wildly off course. But if instead our foundation, our orientation point, is not to remove pain, but to acknowledge pain when pain is what is, then we're going to get to where we want to go.
Well, Megan, let me turn to Sherry for just a minute. Sherry, tell me about why Braveheart has brought Megan up here.
Well, Braveheart, one of our programs is grief and bereavement. And we have Aaron Mathis with us. Aaron Mathis is our grief and bereavement person that offers services for our organization. And she contacted Megan. I'm not quite sure how you guys connected.
Random email.
And Aaron was very excited to be able to bring Megan up. We have a fund, a Ryan Kaufman's fund, Memorial Fund, that has been growing. And since Ryan passed away, his parents created this fund, and that is what has brought Megan up here to Sitka. And
so Megan will be doing two talks while she's here. One is this evening, 5:30 p.m. at the Shikaquan Nakahiti.
Correct.
It's free, correct, Sherry?
Yes, both talks are free. This evening at 5:30, the talk is What If the Model for Grieving is Broken? And at the Nakahiti, as you said. And then tomorrow night at 7 to 8:30, the talk will be at the UU Fellowship Hall. And that is on 408 Marine Street. If you go to 408 and Earler Street and turn right towards town, or if you're coming from the other direction, you'll be turning left. And you will get to Spruce Street, and we have our parking behind the building. Both talks are free of charge, and I believe that we will have Ryan's cookbooks on sale. They will be available for purchase.
Can I ask you, Sherry, what are you looking forward to in Megan's talks, and just having Megan here in general?
Well, I'm also a person that lives with grief, and I am so interested in the model of grief that Megan presents. I actually really think that she is on the right track, because I believe those same things, is that it never goes away. It changes over time. I think the most comforting thing for me over the years has the acknowledgement of grief, and there's an understanding that happens between people that experience similar things. And I think it's a good thing to acknowledge these things, to understand that grief can be a teacher. It's one of my gurus, one of many. And so over time, when you get over that initial feeling of loss and restlessness and where are you going to go with this and how is this impacting your life, you don't necessarily think in terms of questions.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that you live with over time.
And that we are not sick.
Mm. We are not
sick. We are not broken individuals.
Yeah.
And we are not alone.
Mm-hmm. Megan, can you spend a few minutes talking about, well, what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah.
What's different between these two talks?
So two different talks. So tonight's talk is really geared toward the professional community. So teachers and therapists and first responders. Anybody who can self-identify as a professional who deals with grief and loss in their career work or in their daily practice, really talking about the model of grief that we've inherited through our clinical and professional trainings is wrong, and that what that means is that not that we're doing things incorrectly, but the methods that we've been given to do the work that we've come here to do are incorrect. And so how do we realign with that, and how do we start thinking about grief differently so that we can actually do what we're in our professions to do, which is, again, to come back to my language about it, is to love and care for each other. And many of us do that professionally. So how can we do that more accurately and really do what we came here to do? So that's tonight's talk. And the next talk is for the wider community, and it's really, it's going to be really fun, I think. I can't believe I can use the word fun when I'm talking about grief work, but I love my work, so it does get to be fun. But really talking about how do we care for each other, and one of the things that really happens for grieving people, they can feel so invisible because nobody knows what to say. We're so terrified that we're going to say the wrong thing, we say nothing at all, which when we loop back to what I said about acknowledgement being the most powerful medicine, if we say nothing, we miss that opportunity to give the best medicine, which is just to say, I see you, and I see what's real for you. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, about how we really care for each other. And then another really big thing for a community like this one, where you can't get away from anybody. And that's beautiful and not beautiful and difficult and challenging. And so really talking about the small-town ethics of grief and the small-town ethics of sovereignty and letting each other have space and distance at the same time we acknowledge what's happening for you. So how do we find that middle ground between I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to interrupt them versus like, let me just walk right up into your space and tell you like, yeah. Where do we find that middle ground where we're acknowledging each other and respecting space and timing.
And how do we communicate that?
Yeah.
In this moment, I need a little space,
yeah,
but I'm not rejecting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How do we do that? It's so mm-hmm. tricky. Being human is so tricky. And what we've got is not being perfect at it, but being willing to be imperfect at it and show up and do it anyway. And that's really hard, right? So those are those two different talks. And as Sherry said, they're both free of charge. I would so love to see you there. And I'm going to be hanging around Sitka for a few days. So
that's great.
Erin was telling me last night that, you know, my photo is up all over the place in the flyers that are all over town. And I'm like, okay, so come say hi to me. I will tell you right now, you can come say hello to me unless I'm actually on the phone at that moment. And then please wait. But I'm here and I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so happy to be talking about these issues. There isn't a minute that goes by. See, I get emotional when I do this because I love my work so much.
And there's nothing wrong with being emotional.
Oh, gosh. I do it all the time.
On the radio,
oh, good Lord.
Anywhere.
Everywhere, all the time. Mm-hmm. But I love this work so much. And I love what I do. And I love that I get to be a voice for this. So I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so happy to be talking about these issues. And so happy to find a community who's willing to listen and to explore these edges and to really explore how we care about each other and how to do this all better, not perfectly, but better.
Well, welcome to Sitka.
Thank you.
So again, that's 5:30 this evening at the Sheetcoquan Nakahiti and 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Unitarian Hall.
Oh, and could I mention that Megan has a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I forget about
that.
Yeah.
So if any of you out there would like to look up her blog, it's refugeingrief.com.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for joining us
this
morning.
Yes, thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Megan Devine and Sherry Mayo.